Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome. Kakra continues his enlightening teaching titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus. He has been sharing on searching for the valuable treasures of the kingdom based on the words of Jesus in Luke 11 verse 9. Yesterday he spoke about searching the scriptures. Today he speaks about knocking. Let's join in.
The third one, he said knock. I told you asking is with your mouth. Seeking is with your eyes. Knocking is with your hand. So what is that? I believe it is doing something. So acting in faith. Are you understanding me? Because you can pray, you can read, but after, faith has to be acted out. So I believe it is faith. Are you understanding? You have to do something. So that one is with the hand. You knock, then it says, it shall be open. In James 2:26, the Bible says, as the body without the spirit is dead, even so, faith also, without works, is dead also. So after all the prayer, after all the Bible reading, now you have to do something. Faith. We have to do something to show our faith in God. There is one thing about Jesus. In all the miracles of Jesus, he always did something before the power of God would flow. All the parables about Jesus, he always almost required the people to do something. That's the knocking. The doing of it. In Matthew 15:21, the Bible says, Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. 22 says, behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cries unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away. But she cried after us. Jesus answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel. 25 says, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. The woman started doing something. That word worship, it means she came and she fell down at Jesus' feet. You see, she was searching for something. She was searching for healing for the daughter. Now she's knocking. She started by asking, but nothing happened. Now she moved to the last one, which is knocking. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Jesus said to her, in verse 26, it is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. The woman said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs, they eat of the crumbs which fall from the children's table. Jesus called healing bread. In other words, we, the children of God, healing is our portion. It is our bread. It is our tea bread. It is our buns bread. It is our sugar bread. Like the way you eat bread in the morning, we are entitled to healing. He called it bread. So this woman was following Jesus, crying, worshiping, talking. And it went on for a while. No, Jesus didn't do anything. So the woman was following and crying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And Jesus was now, the disciples said, look, send her away. She crieth after us. She won't stop. She just keeps on crying and chasing us and walking on the road and screaming. Said, look, now we are tired. Let her go. So it went on for a while. Then Jesus said, she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs, they eat of the crumbs which fall from the children's table. Jesus said in verse 28, he said, oh woman, great is your faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou art. So in the searching, we must do things that show that we believe. As you are doing those things, you may meet failures. It doesn't work. Because this woman, first time she cried, nothing happened. Came and worshiped,
nothing happened. Crying again, nothing happened. But at least she was doing something. She was trying. Till it reached the point, as she was trying, Jesus said, okay, do you know what? You have searched. You have knocked. Now, your daughter is made whole. So, we have to do something. I remember when my wife and I were about to build our first house. I had a dream. In the dream, we had started building the house. We had the land, but I didn't have any money for the land. When I had the dream and I woke up in the morning, I said, no, I think I have to start to show and demonstrate to God that I believe what he said in the dream. If I don't go and start, it means I don't believe. Because it has to end with a knocking, something you do. So I remember I went to the site. I didn't have cement, I didn't have stones, I didn't have anything. The only thing I could do was to dig the foundation. Now, and I had money to pay the laborers. So I found a certain mason and his boys. And I gave them the plan and I said, listen, I want to build a house. So they said, where is the sand? I said, there's nothing. We're into digging, only digging only. So we just did only the digging. Because I felt that, look, as I've had this dream, I can't just be lying down. Are you understanding me? I must do something. I must begin to knock. I must do something that will communicate to the Holy Spirit that I am ready and I am serious. Surprisingly, when I did the digging, from there, it's like some door just opened and money just started flowing. Flowing, 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 flowing. God was waiting for me. Push your neighbor, say, God is waiting for you. You want to get married, but you're not doing anything about it. There is no sign of knocking. Knocking is, or doing something, is a very important aspect of searching. If you want to see healing, if you don't start praying for people for healing, you will never see it. And it does not mean that if you pray, somebody will be healed. But it means that if you keep on knocking, because that word knock, in the literal Greek, the translation is keep on knocking until you keep on doing it, the door will open. That's the search. I want you to know that there are treasures. When you don't know these treasures, you follow stupid things. Stupid things. Idiotic things that don't make sense because you're not even aware that they are proper treasures. You see, but when you don't focus on these treasures, you follow these stupid treasures. Because you have to follow something. But I pray that God will grant us grace to look for these valuables and it will change your life. You know, pray for a treasure. Pray for a treasure from heaven. There are valuables in heaven. John 28 verse 12, it says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. There are wonderful treasures in heaven. Let's pray. Pray till you get it. Every day pray about it. Whatever treasure you want God to grant you, every day pray about it. Your prayer is part of the searching. Ramada kashadaba koriya labaza labaria 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 labaza ndabu kabaria nda. Rumaria labaza labaria 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 ndabu shalaba kabaria labaza ndabu kabaria labaza ndabu. Romaria la basala basala basanda bukabaria la baria la baria la baria la barianda.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that there are valuable treasures in the kingdom which we must search for and chase after. Pray for grace to look for these valuable treasures and change your life. Join us again tomorrow as this exciting teaching continues.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
I'll read you one letter. Listen to this. Dear prophet, it's my pleasure to write you this testimony. It said, during one of the turning point service,
You called me from the congregation and you asked me to stand up. And you said that you had seen that everything in my life was dry and had dried up. Yes, prophet, it was true. I had no money for food. Nobody was helping me. I even had to sell my clothes before buying food to eat. In fact, I was totally forsaken. I came to see you after the service, and you were with Reverend Fagan. And immediately I saw you, I started crying uncontrollably. And I opened my hands and I said, prophet, look at my hand. At the age of 42, I do not have any bank account. If you don't have any bank account, by the end of this convention, you have one. You believe it, say amen. He said, no money elsewhere. All I had in the world was 87 cents. U.S. cents. You took both hands together with the money I was holding. And you prayed a 30-second prayer. And then you looked at me and you prophesied. And you said to Reverend Fabian, look at this woman. Next year by this time, she'll be working in millions. And she will drive a BMW. It's a prophet. As I write to you, I can now tell you that I am working in millions and my life has changed completely. It's a prophet. In fact, you really are a man of God. God bless you. Apart from that, I'm also now married at the age of 42 with two rings on my finger. Let me tell you something. If you are 45, you are not married. 30, you are not married. Think there's no hope for you. Very soon, two men will fight over you. One will be admitted at the hospital. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Look at someone and say, get ready for the big fight. One will be admitted at the hospital because of you. He said, my husband that I married has asked me to go to the driving school. And guess what? He's about to buy me a new BMW. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I said, guess what? Hey! May your husband buy you a new BMW. I said, may he buy you a new Mercedes Benz. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These are not fairy tales, though. They are real people. Real life testimonies, I'm telling you.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT. Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Baden. It's that simple. Kakra Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.